Yes, Lord.
Thank you for a better place than I myself would rather be tonight. There's a house of God, heaven with his people. Certainly.
Lord,
it's a joyous time for those that's, I guess we could say it like this, maybe, that's passed from death unto life. Those that have the great understanding and their eyes open, realize what the Lord's done for them. But I thought about this a whole lot, it seems like, anymore. It seems like there's several anymore that's just really could care less anymore, and that troubles me.
Amen.
Whether they ever enter into the house of God, seem like they're troubled on every hand. Everything in the world draws them out, and I tell you, it bothers me to see people in that state.
Amen.
If you got your Bibles, we're going to go back to St. John over here in the 14th chapter. We've been looking at this at some time. I pray that God will help us and pray for us, that God will deliver his message. I tell you, we've been looking at this, like we said, for some time. It's been a help to me. I do know that, but I pray that it'll be a help to you and an encouragement unto you there. It's very familiar scripture. No doubt maybe some of you just heard it preached on. I don't know. Maybe you've looked at it here recently. But as I begin to look at this in this 14th chapter, I really begin to think about what he's just saying here. Young's pray. It seems like I wear them things and they make your nose run. I guess when you're breathing that warm. And I'm not trying to make an excuse by no means. But God knows tonight the need that needs to come out of this. It's the Word of God. We need to realize. We need to consider it all. We need to... Jesus, back there in the 3rd chapter of the book of Revelations, how he spoke about... he said, I counsel them. If we look at that, brother, it's all the Word of God that he's a counseling us with. We'll start maybe here in the first verse. It said, let not your heart be troubled. Now listen, I want you to realize what he's just saying in the Word of God here. I want you to think, maybe individually speaking, as Conley mentioned, how his dad told him to take and apply it to your own life. Right? That's our place. Salvation, this walk that we have, it's individually, Dean.
Amen.
Brother, if I follow you around, brother, I'm still going to fall short. Brother, it takes me tonight. It takes you individually to take the Word of God for yourself and apply it to your own life, to look and see maybe what God's trying to say unto me, brother. It has to come. I want you to understand tonight, this Word came to me first. God dealt with me, brother, a few weeks back as we begin to look at this. Now listen to what he's just saying. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself,
Amen.
That where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now listen, he was asking a question there. But listen to the Lord's response here. He said, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way.
Amen.
the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. That's, I guess, as far as we're going to read here. But, Mother, as we said, I want us to take notice here to what the Lord's just saying here. Brother, to me, it's some very strong words, which, Mother, it all is. But I tell you, I'd say here tonight, he's trying maybe to give the people some confidence.
Amen.
Mother, in the Word of God, Mother, as we said, this is in red, so we know the Lord spoke it. According to all that we understand about the Word of God. So he said here, he said, let not your heart be troubled. And Mother, I thought so much upon this. And he's saying not to let our heart be troubled. And Mother, now begin to look at the definition of the word troubled. And Mother, what it means tonight. And Mother, God said, in the way the definition of the word troubled tonight means not to be confused.
Bless you, Lord.
Not to be confused.
Yeah.
Well, what would it that I would be so confused in, maybe? Would be a good question for me to ask myself. Mother, what is it he said here? Mother, he said, you believe in God. I believe also in me.
Right.
And Mother, our understanding of Thomas, of who he was in the times of the Bible. Mother, listen to that. According to the Scripture, on over here, maybe in about the 20th chapter, Brother, the man found out he was lost and in need of a Savior tonight.
Amen, Darrell.
So why would God put this in here like this? Would be a great question. It came to me as why is it that so many's troubled, weary, brother, over every little thing, all that's going on all around us in our daily walk of life. Brother, I thought about even the virus, how it's got a people so sore troubled tonight.
Amen.
Why? Why are we troubled? Why are we confused?
That's
right. I'll tell you this. From the time I was a little boy, and I'm not trying to bring something strange tonight, I've been told, and no doubt to live good, and Mother, than a lot of things. Oh, Mother, is sin, and we all know what God calls sin tonight. Listen, I'd say Jesus was telling us, you believe the God, they believe in God. You believe His Word. You believe there's a higher power. I tell you tonight, there's so many struggling tonight to do good enough to enter in. And Mother, I'd say by the Word of God tonight, Brother, we have a Savior that's risen, that's able to deliver us.
Amen.
I'm not here tonight to tell us that we can live any way we want to. That's not what I'm telling us. He called us out to be peculiar. But tonight I'd say we'd be peculiar, Dean, in a land, Brother, where so many are trusting in their own works. No doubt God told them all through the Old Testament to offer up the sacrifices that they were tied to. But thank God there's a sacrifice that's been offered. Thank God Almighty will accept tonight.
Amen.
That's His Son.
That's right.
So I'd say that's why He's saying, let not your heart be troubled. I thought about this. How so many people are miserable in their walk, in their Christian walk. There's a lot of times the devil comes into my mind trying to cause me to fall. If you'll have it that way, maybe to get a little weak, to maybe draw back, however you want to say it, because maybe I slipped or come short. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled tonight.
Amen.
You believe in God? Believe also in me.
Yeah.
What does it say? I'm over in the Word of God. I believe it's in Hebrews. Sacrifice and offerings that wouldest not, did he not?
Yeah.
Our children tonight. So it lets me know all the sacrificing that I can give. I'm not telling you not to come to the house of God. That's not what I'm telling you. And brother, I desire to be here. I don't worship Him. And brother, we're living in a time where people don't want to worship Him. Wouldn't you say they're troubled tonight?
Amen.
Troubled on every hand.
Yeah.
Why? I'll tell you why. They ain't believed also in Him.
That's right.
They believe in God.
Yeah.
They believe there's a higher power. But according to the Word of God, there's many gods.
Yeah.
A lot of things Connie spoke of his daughter buying a new home. I'm not saying she's done it. But brother, a lot of people, their God is their home. That they've worked for. Oh God, help us to realize those things will pass away one day.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. There was a time I did too. Yep. My whole life as a little boy, being brought up through church, I was taught that there is a God. There's people that sits on the pews of the churches, service after service, I believe in a God, but they ain't believed also in Him.
Amen.
Christ tonight, the Savior of the world tonight.
Amen.
Based I can understand of the Word of God, the very best I have to offer unto God is as filthy rags.
Yeah.
Even today, brother, we read, what about those Pharisees and all that Christ dealt with and Him trying to teach them? Would you not say tonight that they was gathered up at the house of God always trying to teach, but they did not know who the Lord was?
Yep, never learned. Never came into the knowledge.
What a sad time we're living in.
Yeah.
What a sad time it's going to be for those that has believed in God, but they ain't believed. We read on down here, which brother, we'll try to get there maybe in a few minutes.
Listen.
How Jesus said, I am the way. Why in the world would He make such a bold statement like that? Wouldn't you say, He's trying to say, Dean Rice, don't you be troubled. Don't you be confused. If you're going to make her unto heaven, it'll take Christ to get us there.
Amen.
Yeah. All that He suffered, we can read on down in here. As He hung upon the cross, those nails pierced His hands and His feet. The old sword that pierced His side from where the blood and the water came from. And brother, listen tonight. That is that sacrifice, the only one that God will accept.
Yeah.
I realize, He said, for our life to be a living sacrifice. But really, what have I got to offer unto Him? I mean, honestly, the sacrifices in my life, is that going to be enough? I'd say no. I realize He expects you and I to spread the gospel in our daily walk of life. That's about all I can do for Him in all honesty. Tonight I'd say, children, this is the Word of God. How can we argue with it?
Yeah.
Ain't no, be no arguing. Oh, they'll try. He said over there in that day of judgment how He said that they would stand before Him and say, Lord, have we not cast out devils and done all of these wonderful works? What was it that He said that He would do? He said He would look at them and tell them, Lord, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And do you see tonight where your works ain't going to get you there?
Amen.
This is the gospel, children. These ain't my words. Dean's words or no other preacher. This is the Word of God. It's been recorded for you and I to go by. And if we're going to accept, I don't care what who says. I am in some other church. I'm not being arrogant here tonight. I'm just simply saying we're going to have to believe the Word of God.
Amen.
No other way. So do you see why? He said, don't be confused. You know, most of my life I was confused. I was troubled.
Yeah.
Since God made me surrender, I'd rather to preach the gospel. I was confused a lot of times. I tried to come behind the sacred dais, and the whole time I was praying, God, you know me. I'm not worthy. It ain't about me. He said it's about me tonight. About Christ.
Amen.
Not me.
Right.
That's who it's about. So tell me tonight, if we're truly saved, have we not got some purpose or reason to worship Him? Why is it that it's so quiet anymore? Why are we so quiet if we really have believed in Jesus? We've all no doubt we're here. Brother, we might as well say if we're here, we believe in God. But can I say with a clear heart and a clear conscience that I know tonight who Christ is?
Yeah.
Is He really our friend? Is He really our Lord?
Yeah. Amen.
Do I worship Him for what He done for me? Has it really come to my mind that I know and understand that there's no other way except through Christ? Well, the church has prayed for me, no doubt they have. I'm glad the church did. I myself have said in my past, as I got saved, I wonder who it were that prayed through for me. Brother, was a question of my own. And no doubt tonight, maybe some of you have. But I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. The most. Brother, God saved me. I'm thankful for the faith that He gave me, that I may have knowledge and understanding of the faith to believe that He's the way.
Amen.
There's no other way. We'll get to it.
God bless you.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Well, I do believe, do we? You know where I'd say this word believe would go back to? And we could flip over there. I'm back here and find it. Probably just in a minute or so. No doubt. Maybe we ought to. But I thought about so oftentimes what Paul said. He said, I know in whom I have believed thee. Arise. And he said, I am persuaded. That's what he's looking for. And in you and I is persuasion.
Amen.
That's why so many are failing tonight.
Yeah.
Every little thing that hollers boo in this world backs up people up.
Right,
I thought about the children of Israel in David's time before he became king, as he was sent down there to Israel as the giant had them backed up. Oh, David knew, brother, that's how he defeated that old giant. He knew God would deliver him. Can I go ahead and say this? He was persuaded of that.
Amen.
All of Israel, and if we'll have it tonight, the church was backed up trembling over there.
Right.
Look at our nation. Look at the whole world, how it's a trembling because of everything that's going on. The day and the hour, and my brother, he's telling me, he said, don't let this trouble you. Don't you get confused. I'd say, Dean, he's just saying, cast your eyes upon me. You trust me. Children, if we're going to make, listen, it's something like this. Let me just go ahead. I didn't want to, but say, maybe even this virus, how it's had people terrified to even come to the house of God. But yeah, we'll go everywhere else. We'll let a little old virus scare us. Yeah, it might can take us out of here, but don't we understand we're gonna die one day anyhow? And if I can't believe God to take care of me through this time that we're in, how don't you know tonight that God Almighty allowed this to come to pass? Children, tonight, if I can't believe that God Almighty can deliver me through a virus, how am I going to trust it when death comes to me?
Man, Darrell.
I'm not trying to be a smart.
No, sir. Truth's the truth.
We need to understand this is going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Death is going to happen. So really, have I trusted in the great I am? Have I really trusted in the finished work? What was it that Jesus told us? His brother hung upon the cross as he gazed up into heaven. What was his last words? He spoke, he said, Father, it is finished. And their salvation was completed for all of mankind.
Amen.
All races.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. So can we see here tonight? Why is it telling us? So if I sleep and I maybe mess up just a little bit, instead of letting the devil run me off, or maybe cause me to start lagging back, if you'll have it that way, maybe I ought to just cast my eyes and trust Him. I'll tell you, if we're going to ever have any joy in our life, in our Christian walk, we're going to have to look under the author. Listen, there's another place. He said, I am the author and finisher of our faith tonight.
Amen.
I believe we're going to play, maybe more than one. He said, these sacrifices become a stink under his nostrils,
yeah.
Is what God saith.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is he not well satisfied still today, November the, I guess, 29th of 2020? Is he still not satisfied that the sacrifice of his Son, that he brought for me and you? Yeah, I'd say it is. It's still working today. And brother and sister, if this earth goes on another 10,000 years, it'll be sufficient then.
It'll never be like it. Amen.
Let me tell you how sufficient it is. Whenever I lay this body down, God sends the death angel for me and receives me unto himself. And brother, it'll be sufficient for all of eternity. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So don't get confused, church. I'd say that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You're what we say we believe in God. I did too, brother. That was the fear of the beginning of wisdom that I was taught as a little boy that there is a higher power. And mother, and he goes by his name, God. And mother, Almighty, the great I am. Jehovah God. And mother, it's but put in that them words all through the Word of God. But have we not really trusted in his Son tonight? In my Father's house are many mansions. That means abode, dwelling. There's a place there for me.
Yeah.
Why? How can it be then that I can get there to that dwelling or that abode? I'll tell you why. Mother, I'm in that place if you'll have it tonight. Mother, and I'm not talking about just in this building. Mother, I've said in heavenly places. I'm sitting here tonight. Mother, I'm in the abode. Why tonight I'm in the dwelling? Why tonight? Because I'm trusting in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank God there's a place there. In the ultimate heaven, if you'll have it there.
Yeah.
When the hereafter, however we might want to look at it, comes, there is a place there for me and for you tonight if we're really saved. Let me just say born again.
Amen.
That's what he's looking for tonight. Do you realize in this? He's saying you believe in God. I'd have to say, according to everything that he showed me in this, and mother, those that just believe in God, and mother, I'd have to say maybe tonight, they're not truly born again.
Yeah.
If all they're believing in is in God, and they're not believing in Christ.
Right.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
That's right.
According to the Word of God.
Yeah.
Do we really tonight believe the Word of God? Do we really believe that He's true? Do we really, let's maybe just get it down here tonight. Do we really believe that God cannot lie? What was it that He said a man was? He said every man's a liar, didn't He?
Yeah.
Mother, in His Word. But He said, let me be true. Brother, He's faithful and He's true. He cannot lie unto you and I tonight. It's impossible, ain't it?
Yeah.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Do you see there? Do you see how He's saying here that I cannot lie? He's saying if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you.
No.
But how is it that we're really going to get there? That was my greatest thought upon this right here. How easy to think about it. Brother, how easy it is to get confused. And no doubt, maybe there's some here tonight wrestling, brother. I'd get so weak and weary, Dean, I'd want to just quit. But thank God that that was born into me. The Holy Ghost was. I could not quit.
Good.
I knew Christ was the risen Savior, but I was still struggling with works.
Yeah.
I had no joy. Why? How is it, Dean, that we're going to have joy in all that's going on in this world?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, through Christ,
the
finished work.
Trust
He said it is finished.
Yeah.
Only thing I can do is trust Him.
That's right.
Only way I can do that is for Him to draw me to an altar of repentance. And to save me and to fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the only thing that's going to keep me. I'll just say this. It's a little over 19 years now for me. It was the 4th of this month when I got saved, born again. That's the only thing that's kept me this long. And thank God that has grown me some. I realize I ain't near where a lot of people are, and probably not near maybe as understanding of the Word of God as I ought to be. But I just still give glory unto the Son of God for this. And if I go and prepare a place for you, listen, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Mm-hmm.
If I go. Why would he say if? I would say this because maybe he knew there was some standing around that was still scratching her head saying, really, is this man telling us the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, really tonight, how many have sat maybe on the pews of the church, maybe how many's here tonight that's sitting here scratching their head just a little bit, trying to understand and maybe have to know with themselves, is this really true? Have this Jesus somebody mentioned, I think it was, this morning of somebody asking, is he really real? And mother, maybe that's why he put this in here, because he knew. Don't you see tonight how that it's so personal? Dean, as much as I love you, you can't get me to heaven.
No.
I'm going to say this. As much as the church loves me, and as much maybe as the churches are praying for me, I'm not trying to take away nothing from the bride of Christ. But the church has not the power, honey, to save me. Brother, it takes Jesus Christ. It's right here in His own words. He said, I am the way. Only thing the church could do, the preacher could do, was point me unto a risen Savior. He's the one that's alive.
That's right.
I'm alive in Him. I'm joined ours with Him. Thank God.
Yeah.
And I mean that tonight. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He said, I will. So don't you see where it's all about Christ?
Yeah.
It's all about Him.
Amen.
In my church. It ain't nothing about me tonight. It ain't about me to stand up here and tell you how good I've lived today or yesterday. Maybe how long I prayed, or maybe a lot of times we hear how that we prayed through. And let us just go ahead and get that as it come to mind tonight, really. What is it maybe if we'll have it put that way that I prayed through? What is it that's caused God to turn His ear and to hear my cry? It's because when I fell down, I believed He would hear me.
Amen.
When I got saved that morning, I had to believe me nice.
Yeah.
I knew it was Him that convicted me and was drawing me to an altar. Before I got up, before I fell upon my face and began to pray, I had to believe He'd hear me. Anything that is not of faith is sin, is it not?
Yeah.
So do you see where salvation is hinged off of faith? Faith believing.
Yeah.
And as we said a few minutes ago, maybe just a step or two further, being persuaded in our own hearts and our souls for our own selves. I'd hate to know some of my loved ones would stand before God and never truly have trusted Him as their Lord and Savior. I'm afraid it's going to happen, but I'd hate to know that that's going to happen.
Listen, God.
And listen right here to what He's saying in His fourth verse. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know.
Yeah.
Do you see what He's saying here? And where I go, you know. And the way, you know, is what He's saying. Well, how is it the way? How is it that I know? Because the Word of God has taught me and through and by the Holy Ghost and given me assurance that I'm trusting in Christ tonight.
Amen.
Church, there's no other way. Why have we not got joy in our hearts anymore? All because I've never seen, I never thought that I would see something. And I'm not trying to take away that this virus ain't bad. And that's not what I'm saying. And I'm not definitely not here to preach anything about that. But why is it that we've allowed a virus to change us the way that we have?
Amen, Darrell.
It ain't just a virus. There's many things. This election, our jobs. And brother, maybe somebody looked at us a little crossway or whatever, spoken a little snooty to us. Oh, why is that tonight? Have we really trusted in Christ?
Yeah.
I heard a message preached. I don't remember, 3, 4, 5 years ago. In a revival. He said, our people want a Savior, but they don't want a Lord.
Yeah.
If that ain't never so true, the day and hour that we're in, why do we not want to worship Him? I'm talking about reverence Him, Mother, in a holy way, and give Him the real praise, honor, and glory that He deserves. And Brother, how is that going to be happen, Brother? It's going to take us being born again of the Holy Ghost. And Brother, it's going to take us believing tonight before we'll ever do that. And God bless your heart, why are we so quiet tonight? I guess if I ever really get it figured out that Jesus Christ is my only way to heaven, I'll have some joy in my life.
Right.
I'll have some pleasure. When it feels like the whole world's a crashing down around me, I'll still have joy. When the death struggle comes, the death angel comes, if God don't take me suddenly, and Mother and I have to sit there, lay there for a little while, I still should have joy because I know in whom I've trusted in. Thank God for the Son of God.
Yeah.
Thank God that He revealed unto me that my works wasn't going to get me there. As a young Christian, and I've used this in the past as part of maybe my testimony, just a little while later I got saved about that spring. I began to decide I wanted to do a little something for the Lord up there at my home church. And Mother, I went to them and I said, can I at least just mow the yard? And Mother, that was there, Dean. I wanted to do that. And no doubt I did. But listen to me, that wasn't good enough to get me to heaven tonight.
Sure.
I could still be mowing it 3 times a day and it wouldn't get me there.
Yeah.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. Ain't that sad? Wonder how many tonight are really sitting on the pews of our churches saying, Lord, we not know whither thou goest.
Yeah.
Do you see now? Where the works are getting in there. Maybe have we tried this in our own lives? I've done well today. Boy, I was really in a sequence with the Lord today. Maybe, Mother, I'm not saying that there's not times that we can't feel His presence. And Mother, when the Holy Ghost feels like it breathes on us, you'll know then. But do you see here where He's saying, and maybe our works, and Mother, we're getting confused tonight.
Yeah.
I started out well. No doubt there's been many that's done the same thing.
Yeah.
You see, maybe with the parable of the sower, the seeds fit in here.
As some fell upon thorny ground, some upon the stony ground, and some upon the good ground. How the heat and the thorns and things begin to choke them out and to dry them up. Why is that? Maybe because their faith wasn't real tonight. They didn't wasn't really a trusting in Christ.
Yeah.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Listen to the Lord's response here. If we really want to know tonight the way, right here it is.
Yeah.
He's telling us the only way. And he's speaking fairly bold, I think. Yeah. I mean, just go ahead and say it. He's pretty bold with it. And brother, he's not going to back up. I'd say there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts in this. If we'll just have it this way.
Yeah.
Jesus saith unto him, listen, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So do you see tonight the way? What he's saying to us here tonight, if really we're going to go, if really we're going to have any pleasure in our Christian walk of life, I'd say tonight there's no other way according to the Word of God that's before our eyes and that we're holding in our hands tonight, that Jesus Christ is the way tonight. So if I'm going to make her, I'm going to have to trust him. I realize the book of James. As he said, show me your faith. Without works, and he said, I'll show you my faith by my works. Do you see there what he's just saying? He's saying, I'm trusting him. He'd say, look here, I'm willing to show you that there is a risen Savior. I'm willing to tell you tonight that there is the Son of God, that he gave his life for you and I.
Yeah.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen to what he's saying in the last part of this verse. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other way.
No.
Brother, we could get phone calls 2-3, 1-2-3, 12 o'clock midnight to go to the hospital to pray with them all. And brother, they ain't a thing in the world do but pray with them.
Yeah.
But if they're laying there lost and God's not a drawing them and showing them, and brother, his son that he's alive, that he gave his life for them, honey, I'd say this tonight, there's no other way tonight.
That's right.
No wonder the writer said, today is the day of salvation.
Yeah.
Now is the accepted time. Why is that? Because, honey, we're not promised tomorrow. And I don't never know if God Almighty may ever draw or try to deal with him ever again.
Yeah.
I'll just say this. If God really wants him, I'd have to say he's big enough God that he's able to do that. I'm trusting him with salvation that he saved my soul tonight, ain't we? I've considered many times as when I got saved as a 26-year-old young man. I've considered really could have I got up and walked out of the house of God that morning. When God's drawing was so strong and powerful on me, brother, I could see the pits of hell wide open and me sleeping and falling right off. Mother, I could not.
Listen.
A lot of people may not. I've very rarely ever said this, but I hear them say this is it.
Yeah.
I heard him say that morning, this is it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many, maybe tonight, that maybe I have ever heard those words. I'd say this. I'd say God's a big enough God. If he wants them, he'll pluck them up anyhow.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I was glad to get to the altar I was ready to get rid of that fear.
Yeah.
Brother, that trim. Because I was a rattling, brother. Like a leaf in a windstorm. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you see here, you should have known my Father also.
Yeah.
So do we see where this has been God's plan to begin with? The plan of salvation was for Him to send His Son that He might die for mine and your sins, the sacrifice. And mother, no wonder He said, and we'll, and mother, not trying to repeat ourselves, as He spoke back there and said, have those sacrifices become that stink under His nostrils, and the children tonight, He said in His Son, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased.
Yeah.
And you see, that is the sacrifice then that God will accept.
Right.
He's His Son. And I have to believe in Him. And so will you. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know Him and have seen Him. Who's He speaking to there? I'd say those that are born again are those that know. They know them all. Amen. Church, I love you tonight. That's
Amen.
All that we have. That's the message.
Amen.